You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This feature is brought to you by the Standard Bank Group. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. If you have not gotten something for your loved one, I think it might be a little bit too late now. There might still be a couple of roses that are being sold at the garage around the corner, but you should probably have planned this a little bit better. Nonetheless, we're going to see if we can help the financial side of the conversation a little bit by helping you avoid falling victim to a romance scam. I've seen a few of these in my spam folder, in my email addresses. I'm sure we've all encountered some of these. For some people, they are more serious than just a spam message sent to you, and they can result in a very detrimental financial situation. I'm joined on the line by the head of fraud risk management at the Standard Bank Group, Advocate Arthali Khan, to take a look at this and see how you can avoid this. Advocate Khan, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. You would think that in 2025, romance scams would be a thing of the past, but seemingly not.
Good evening, and thank you for having me. It's definitely not. It's more prevalent now than it was before.
What seems to be spurring it on this time around? I mean, obviously, with the increase in technologies like artificial intelligence, it becomes easier to perpetrate these scams. But what seems to be driving the scams more these days?
I think with the amount of security layers, you know, that all of banking institutions have implemented, the easiest way to get to get money from unsuspecting clients is now to scam them, and for these clients to give over the information freely.
Advocate Khan, when we think about the information and we think about the sort of information that goes out there, I mean, there has been incidences where information has been leaked from places like credit unions and all of that, but that's not the information that these scammers go after, is it?
Essentially, this is where they start. So they essentially need information so that they can lure you in, and that, you know, so they can have a background in terms of who you are, you know, what your favorite pastimes are, etc. They need the information. So essentially, through all of the amount of data breaches, you know, that we've currently been experiencing, this gives them a background in terms of the client. You know, where the client lives, the languages the client speaks, the type of applications or the type of credit they look at. So it gives them a background and kind of a breeding ground in terms of information that they can use to lure you in. And once they have this, it's easy for them to connect and to use this information to try to get the information from an unsuspecting victim.
What are some of the red flags we should be looking out for? If I suspect something's happening, or if I get a suspicious message of sorts, what should immediately be going off in my head when I read these messages?
So most of these scams, they generally want too good to be true. They're always too good to be true. They will use information or people that you trust. They'll use fake profiles, especially from known people within the industry, and they will use this to lure you in. Especially with the romance scams, when you go through a romance scam, it's essentially in the beginning, it's too much too soon. They express their intense feelings so quickly for you, often within days. They will call you their soulmate, you know, even, and they'll tell you that they've never felt this way before. They'll love bomb you constantly with compliments and over-the-top romantic gestures. So these are the things, you know, that you need to look out for. These are the red flags.
Advocate Khan, when we think about the information sharing part of it, we touched on the fact that obviously the contact information, the personal information is all really where it starts, and then they progress from there. How do I protect myself in that respect? So we're all human. An email comes through, an SMS comes through. I happen to accidentally click on a link, or I happen to accidentally input my contact information into something. How do I then now prevent it from getting to a point where I've lost money?
The first step is to apply for protective registration at South African Fraud Prevention Services. We generally advise our customers to do this immediately. The most important for the client is to contact the bank, speak to their banker, advise them exactly, you know, what had happened, what information has been compromised. it's all important to monitor your accounts, to make sure that you have your banking notifications on, so that you're aware of any unusual activity or any unusual behavior on your account. It's so important to cease communication immediately with the person or the person one that you've either had a chat with, or if you clicked on a link, to stop the communication immediately and to obviously to delete the link and the app off your phone. But most of all, do not send any money. Change all your passwords and always try to use two-factor authentication when you're doing your banking.
This all sounds a little bit stressful, but it does require a necessary conversation, because we are still having people fall victims to these sorts of things, and that's where the concern really lies. When we think about some of these scams, I mean, we've touched on the email side of it, and that's a lot of those are things like phishing scams and using links and trying to get information that way. There's a new concept now called vishing. What's that about?
So vishing is a type of social engineering scam. This is where cyber criminals will use phone calls to manipulate victims, and they use this in so that they can get the victims to reveal sensitive information. The term is it combines the word voice and phishing, which emphasizes the fraudulent use of voice communication to deceive people. During a phishing call, a scammer might try to get you to share your personal information, but most of all your financial details, such as your bank account numbers, passwords, OTPs, etc.
So your personal information is what they're after, then they're after your banking and financial information, and then the end goal, I suppose, is for them to have you send them money willingly so that it doesn't look as though they've taken the money from you. Advocate Khan, if you could give one kind of big tip around just protecting yourself. Because there's a lot, right? There's protecting your information, there's protecting your passwords, there's protecting everything else along the way. But if you're online, we live in a digital age, it's very difficult to kind of avoid some of these interactions and encounters. What would you say is the golden rule in terms of just being safe?
The golden rule, which I generally share with everyone, is that if it's too good to be true, it generally is. Never ever send money or financial information, no matter what the excuse, even if somebody pretends to be in love with you, because real love doesn't come with a price tag.
There you have it, folks. Real love doesn't come with a price tag. Take that as the Valentine's Day message. Take it however you will. But more importantly than that, don't share your financial information. Don't become the victims of Tinder swindlers. If someone's enemies are after them, let their enemies catch up with them. I think we'll leave the conversation there. Thanks so much, Advocate Khan, for those insights. Advocate Arthur Lee Khan, who is the head for fraud risk management at Standard Bank, joining us to take a look at romance scams and the fact that love shouldn't cost you a fortune. This feature was brought to you by the Standard Bank Group.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.